And there's quite enough peace and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. Spirit, sweet Spirit, is in this very
Namaste. Well, I'd like to invite us to come to this present moment. And we do that here at the Life Enrichment Center by listening to the beautiful vibrations of the crystal balls. And so if you would, wherever you are in the sanctuary at home, if you'll just close your eyes and just allow the thoughts in the mind to slow down. And focus on your breath. And answer the call to be here now. And we do feel the power of this present moment. We feel the energy and vibration of divinity. We feel the power of life where it is happening, and it is happening right here and right now. This moment has no past. This moment is open to an unlimited future. And we call into this holy moment our prayer. Our prayer for our planet. For we feel that presence surrounding our earth, answering our call for peace and love and health and well-being. We know that our prayer has already been answered, and we feel that energy now. And we open to it. We say yes. Yes to healing. Yes to wholeness. Yes to unity. Yes to oneness. For we know that our experience of our prayer is determined by our openness to receiving the answer. And we are open now. And we receive it in our individual life experience and for our collective world. And we are so grateful to know that God is all there is, here and everywhere. And we allow that truth to permeate every cell and fiber and tissue of our being. And we accept it as so. And so it is. Amen. All right. Well, I would like to invite us all to stand and invite everyone at home to repeat after me. This is our opening affirmative statement. My life is good, because I allow it to be. I focus my thoughts on what I want to see. I trust that life is good, and life is good to me. And for our greeting this morning, I would like to ask you to find someone, just one other person, and stand 6 feet apart and look into that person's eyes. And I will begin by guiding this. We're going to take a leap of love in connecting with each other. So just find someone. If you're at home and you're by yourself, go stand in front of the mirror. Now, this is the time when we usually sing, I see the light of God in you. So take this moment to look into the eyes of the one across from you and open your heart to that truth. I see the light of God in you. Just feel it within your heart. Allow it to take that leap of love to the other person. Know that we are one in love, and feel that oneness. Feel that oneness. The light of Christ comes shining through in this life that we share, in this oneness that we are. We are now and forever one life together. And just give that one, if you're looking into the mirror, give that one in the mirror a namaste. All right. And I invite you to remain standing. Now, this is usually the time when we sing. All this month, we have been singing, I'm Ready for a Miracle. But now we're going to leave that up to Leanne Rimes. And we'll just listen and feel the words. You ready? And if you feel like dancing at home, if you feel like dancing in the aisles here, just do it. Dance at home like nobody's watching.
Jesus went onto the well and made the water wine. Raised the Lazarus from the dead, restored sight to the blind. Jesus went to Galilee, he walked across the sea. He said, greater than this, you shall do. We gave power to you.
Again? Okay. You are on. I don't know where your notes are.
Good morning. Are they? Ah, thank you. Tricky. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Jamie Phillips, and I'd like to welcome you all to the Life Enrichment Center. And for those of you at home, I kind of feel like it's romper room. I see Lisa. I see Jan. I see Mom. Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. Well, with our heart through our eyes and the power of the universe through our voice, I want to say to everybody, welcome
to the Life Enrichment Center. Yeah.
Our theme this year is 2020 Vision. Our theme in March is the power of attitude. And talks of today's talk is on CD, the key of C, S-E-E, will be available upon request for $3. And the title of Reverend Stephanie's talk next Sunday will be, Are You Ready to Be Ready? Beginning this Wednesday at noon, Reverend Stephanie will be offering an online meditation, which will also be fed live through Facebook. So if you'd like to tune into that, you can go to facebook.com, Life Enrichment Center, where you're at right now, and she'll be doing a live online meditation. If you've purchased lilies and tulips or tulips in memory of a loved one that's passed away or in celebration of someone who's still here on the planet, on Easter Sunday, Reverend Stephanie is still going to be reading the names and names of your loved ones that you bought the flowers for, and you can pick them up on Easter Sunday if you're here, or the office, the church will be open on Wednesday, so you can pick up your flowers there that day to take them home with you. On Sunday, May 3rd, from 1 to 3 p.m., Reverend Kim, hi, Reverend Kim, she's in Monterey right now, will be facilitating an Explore the Goddess Within workshop. And that workshop will either be in the activities room if the restrictions have been lifted, or we're going to find a way to bring it forward to you interactively online. So that will be May 3rd from 1 to 3. The workshop's for both men and women, and it's the way of recognizing and integrating the goddess qualities within us, those qualities of grace within us. Later in the month, Reverend Kim will be facilitating a class called Ask and It Is Given, and that's based on the book by Jerry and Esther Hicks. Again, the class will either be here or interactively online, and we'll announce more of those details as time progresses. This summer, Reverend Stephanie is going to be facilitating a class on prayer and a class on death and dying, and more information will be available on that in the weeks to come. So after the service, we're doing it a little different, as you can see, with the situation. So after the service today, after Reverend Stephanie's talk, for those who are online or those here in the sanctuary, if you want to stick around and ask questions, we're going to have like a little question and answer session. If there's anything that you would like her to expound on, or just any questions that come up for you. And if you're online and you post, we'll keep the feed going, and you can post your questions in the comment section, and we can read them out loud here so that you can take part. We're trying to make this as interactive as possible because, as Reverend Christian Sorensen said yesterday, we're really not social distancing. We're physically distancing, but we're still all one socially. So we're in this together as one. And without further ado, I would like to introduce Reverend Stephanie.
All right, so nice that we're still running, because usually I have to wait. It's okay to go? Oh, okay. All right. There's a lot going on in this sanctuary you can't see. Okay, well, the title, as Jamie said, of my talk today is The Key of C. How we can see our way through, how we can see beyond circumstances. The French poet and writer, matter of fact, the author of The Little Prince, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, said the meaning of things lies not in the things themselves, but in our attitude towards them. Now, I didn't realize at the beginning of this year, when our monthly theme titles were coming to mind, that this particular month and the power of attitude would be so profoundly relevant. It's our attitude toward life at this time, and not the things that are going on in the world right now, that will determine our experience of life now and in the future. It's been said that no one is ever defeated until defeat is accepted as a reality. The attitude we choose to move through our day and our days ahead. What we choose to focus on and what we choose to see as reality has the power to either defeat us or uplift us. Now, I'm convinced that this month's theme, joined with next month's theme, the power of now, vibrationally carry with them right now, already, even before they become Sunday talks, all that we will need to know and practice. During these intense transitional times in our world, all we'll need to know and practice so that we do not let doubt and fear defeat us, but instead let spiritual truth uplift us so that we remain healthy and happy, uplifted in our spirit, in our mind, in our emotions, and our body. In Science of Mind, we read, when things look the worst, is the best time to practice, the most satisfying time. When things look the worst, this is the supreme moment to prove to yourself that there are no obstructions to the operation of truth. Now, the soul of the world has been calling for change for a long time, for an end to the strident human expressions of conflict and blame and divisiveness. The heart of our world has been calling for love and peace and unity to prevail. It appears our collective prayers have been heard and answered, and there's change coming in our human expression of life on earth. Whether we welcome the change or not. The good news is that each of us is free to answer the call to be spiritual change makers, to practice what we teach, that the nature of God is good and God is all there is to nature. Every bit of it, all of it, from the cells of our body to the stars in the cosmos. We practice what we teach by allowing that holy, healthy, vibrant, peaceful, loving source energy that fills this universe to be revealed through each of us in everything we think and say and do. A Course of Love tells us the only meaning possible for your free will is your choice of what to join with and your choice of what to leave outside yourself. This is a time to be still and reflect on the inner guidance that gives our outer life meaning. It is a time to turn from the incessant focus that we've had on what's outside of us and focus on a closer alignment with a being that is on the inside of us. that being we are on the inside. It's a time to turn our attention inward to the source of our existence and to let that inner connection guide us clearly and safely and calmly through whatever fears may be clamoring for our attention. Science of Mind tells us, stay with the One, capital O, and never deviate from it for a moment. Nothing else can equal this attitude, because the power of the universe is in that attitude. This too shall pass. It hasn't come to stay. And when it is over, not one of us will be the same, even as the world won't be the same. And we will have proven individually and collectively what we believe life to be. Now we have a powerful opportunity to take a stand for spiritual truth. The calling, if we choose to answer it, is to prove our inseparable oneness with God, even in the vivid contrast that is happening in our world today. We can never lose our connection with God, because without that connection, we couldn't exist. Non-physical, fluid spirit is the source of this life, not just the source of the afterlife, but this life, right here, right now. We're called to align with our spirit, with our inner being, with the One who has no doubt that something good can be seen and experienced in any moment, no matter what the situation or condition. Ernest Holmes famously said, "What you're looking for, you're looking with." We could add that what we're looking for is what we'll see. Because we look at the world through the lens of our expectations, and we see what we expect to see. And so we need to ask ourselves, do we expect to see a world that is demoralized and defeated by disease, or a world that is strengthened and uplifted by unity and filled with miracles? The practice of social distancing would seem to confirm the very thing that has prevented us from living in a world of miracles all along. The idea that we are separate from each other rather than one life together. I mean, some even believe we're better apart. But how can one universe be parted? Such a mindset causes us to fear each other. It builds walls. It encourages bigotry, bias, discrimination, and segregation. But believe it or not, or like it or not, we can never be truly separate from each other, whether we're 6 feet, 60 feet, 600 feet, or 600 miles apart. We are the one self of God. One family, one people, one world, and one love diverse, and indivisible. Now, even though we're maintaining our physical distance, at the same time, we're being spiritually called to live as one, to love and respect one another in all our diverse ways, and to touch heart to heart at last. There's not one of us anywhere on this planet that isn't looking for a miracle to end the pandemic, that the energy of our viral divisiveness has brought about. Course in Miracles tells us a miracle is a shift in perception from fear to love. So if we haven't yet, are we ready to make that shift in our perception? What we choose to allow as our individual point of view and attitude will either reinforce fearful beliefs in a world of infection and separation, or help to bring about a world of unity and pure love. We can decide to see God's hand in everything, even this thing that is happening in our world. Nothing, absolutely nothing, lives without the grace of God. We can know together that only good can come from what's happening now because God is good. In the book of 1 Corinthians, we read, "No eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined all the things that God has prepared for those who love him." There is far more for us to see in this universe of unlimited positive possibilities than anyone anywhere has seen so far. Oh, we may have been around the block a few times, but we haven't begun to scratch the surface of the gifts of God's love for us. Now is the perfect time for us to imagine a better day for every living being, to choose to renew our point of view to oneness, and to see reality from the inside where love resides, and let it flow into a world that is calling for that love. So the question is, what will we choose to see? The key to our ability to see beyond the physical, to feel that happy feeling that something good is about to happen even before it takes form and expression, is the same key that has always determined our experience of life. We have to believe before we can see. It's done unto us as we believe, because we call to us the life that we believe in. The law of attraction gives it to us. It brings into our experience the reflection and expression and manifestation of the thoughts we focus on as true. So how do we know what we truly believe? How do we know what we're calling to ourselves and adding to the world? Well, it doesn't matter what we say we believe. The law of attraction doesn't respond to language. It responds to vibration. And it is not possible for us to emit a vibration of thought that we don't believe is true. We have to believe it to create it, believe it to see it. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks we should believe. It doesn't matter if we're viewed as saints or sinners, or sane or crazy. All that matters, all that matters. The only thing that creates our experience of life is the thoughts we believe in and allow to be our own. Now, all we need to do to see what we truly believe is to notice how we're feeling about the thoughts that we're thinking about life. If life feels good to us, then we're aligned with the being we are on the inside, where good things begin. When we think something and it feels good, when we say something and it feels authentic, when we do something and it feels selfless, we are aligned with the being we are on the inside, where the source of love resides. Paramahansa Yogananda wrote this: "The greatest romance is with the infinite. You have no idea how beautiful life can be. When you suddenly find God everywhere, when He comes and talks to you and guides you, the romance of divine love has begun." Such a deep, fulfilling romance with the infinite requires our letting go of our littleness. It requires our letting go of our fear that life could be anything but for us. It requires our intentional alignment with the being we are on the inside, where the voice of divine love guides us. If it's a miracle we're looking for, then that's the key to seeing it. Namaste.